Hey guys, welcome back to a much needed episode of Lyrics Mind. Thank you so much for tuning in. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. You are definitely a real one. So I really thank you for tuning in. Sorry. But okay guys, so I wanted to get up here today because I have really been MIA from recording, and I always say this because I go through these intense spiritual like processes that I completely forget like my schedule and stuff like that, and I'm like, I need to be posting videos, all that great stuff, right? Well, over these past few weeks I have just come to such a deep understanding of the world around me that I wanted to get up here and share with you guys, because it definitely has been something that has opened my eyes to so much that it's crazy. Not in like a bad way, but it's just like the intense process of seeing the world for what it is what I've been going through these past few weeks. So I'm just gonna give you guys a rundown and then just give like my what happened. Nothing crazy, well, to certain people, but not to be so suspenseful. These past 6 weeks I had went to like my old place where I lived at, and I was hanging out there, and before I had left I just was getting this feeling like, okay, like maybe you need to, whatever you're about to do, you need to like get it. It's the ball is rolling, right? So I'm feeling the momentum of everything pick up, and I'm just preparing for it. I keep feeling as if things are coming, and I've like been patient. I don't know if any of you guys deal with that, like being patient for something that you've been waiting for so long. That's another story for another day if we don't get into that. But one of the things that I really, really felt the momentum of is just movement, right? And sometimes our body goes through these points where we're feeling as if things are about to happen, and then we don't have like all of the facts aligned, but we still feel that momentum. Is what I was going through for a few months, honestly, since I had originally left that area back in January. And this had just happened like July. I didn't leave until July. That's another story for another day. But when I was like at this place, it was as if I had really tapped into a whole different understanding of things. It's as if, like, I'm very internal with my process. Like, everything that I go through, I internalize, and I have this perspective. But I would say with this process over the past few weeks, it felt like the first time I had ever experienced an external process, external experience of what I go through on a daily basis. And it was the most like magical, I don't know, it was great. And I was not on, and like I keep telling myself, like, was I like on drugs? Was this like one of those moments where you wake up and you realize that you are like spiraling downhill, you've hit rock bottom, and like you feel as if life is just slowly passing you by? Because that's what I think sometimes, so I always have to catch myself. But I think it was one of those things where you experience the outside world and it kind of confirms so much within self for you. And it was such a deep process. I didn't go to this area looking for the self-discovery. I didn't know what I was going to like even encounter. I kind of just woke up and just went with the flow, right? Like I woke up and I just handled what I needed to handle. And just kept winging it, basically. 6 weeks of winging it. Such a privilege, right? And I just remember just interacting with people on such a high frequency that it literally was the most amazing thing to me. And I feel like maybe this is the society that we're stepping in today, where we're really able to, I guess, see the world as a, like, a process of togetherness. Because being there just made me realize, like, it's so much that we don't know about, you know? Like, it's so much that we are still getting accustomed to and still finding out, right? And as we're going through that process of finding everything out, as we go through that process of finding everything out, we really, I guess we don't see how the universe, I didn't see how the universe, like, the reason for all of it, right? The reason for why I was going through this process. I literally picked up my shit and, like, left, didn't tell anybody where I was going, drove to Florida, came back from Florida, my car broke down, I'm stranded in the city for a few days, too prideful to ask my family for help. And it's just like, I'm in this, between this rock and the hard place, right? And I have no idea why. Like, I don't know what the purpose of it is. And still, it's only been a few days since I've been back. I'm still trying to process that, right? But I'm saying this all to say, because I just feel like all of us are going to be, or if we haven't already, understanding the deeper connections that are around us. And seeing things from such a higher perspective that you see it all at once at the same time. Like, time being a relative thing. Like, being all at once, basically. 'Cause I think that's what that showed me. It was as if I had went back in time and experienced a whole different reality that I didn't even realize. And it sounds so, to me, to say that, to experience that from that perspective, just this trip, right, this vacation, to say that, I would say, like, I didn't realize, or things along the lines of that, sounds so privileged to me. Not like, I'm a Black girl, don't get me wrong, I know how, like, things work, but it's a different scale to a lot of reality that I'm realizing, and that I probably will only realize by experiencing it, right? And just the freedom to be able to do that is one, like, thankful, but at the same time, it is an eye-opening experience. It is one where you really see how the world is turning, and you really understand exactly what it takes out of you and what you have to give to the world. And in a way that doesn't sacrifice. And then what do you have to give back, right? Like, what do you have to get back from the world, right? Like, what does this world owe you? That's what I really came to the conclusion of, is that this world owes me a lot. You know? Like, this world literally owes me an arm and a leg. And everyone gets up here and they're like, oh, you can't just make it happen. You have to start from the beginning. You have to have a plan. You have to do it like this. And it's just like, you hear these from people who are still trying to figure out themselves, one. So y'all both on the same journey. Y'all both at the same part. Different perspectives. You may assume that you're further. They may assume that they're further. But in reality, you don't know, right? Because you're not on their path. But one thing I had to realize is, like, taking advice from people, literally, or not even taking advice, because I don't even want to say I take advice from people. I just let them think that they can have an opinion about what I have going on in the most, like, humblest way. It's like, you realize when you get to this point that you are who you think you are. You're not crazy. You're not overreacting. You're not looking at things from a perspective that's not real, right? And I was talking about this in another podcast, that when it's something that our mind wants to do, when it's something that we're aligned with, it's not going to be something that's out the blue or something that you haven't been given crumbs to, right? Like, if you were meant to be a rocket science, you wouldn't spend 100% of your life doing everything other than leading up to the rocket science part, right? Like, you would, even if it's the littlest things, maybe you did things that was like out of the norm to learn science, right? But in reality, you slowly see your life build up to you becoming this person, right? So denying the ability to really unfold that, it was something that I was hit with. Like, I really saw how much I was in denial about things. And not just my own personal process and who I am and who I want to be in life and what role do I want to play. Not trying to be a significant player because of the responsibility or just the baggage that I would assume would come with it. But being on, like, out in this area, definitely learning a lot about myself. I saw that I am who I think I am. Right? I am who I think I am. And I should be asking for more. Like, I would take away and say that that was what I learned from that trip, was that I should be asking for more. And that I always ask for not enough. And the things that I think are a problem really aren't a problem, but were made a problem due to possibly being around people who didn't understand different sides of me, right? And it was hard to even discuss that. It was hard to even come to that awareness because my pride is like, nothing's wrong with you. Nothing's wrong with you, girl. Like, keep it moving, get a bag, go about your business. As soon as you get this money, all these problems will go away. And that's not true. That's not true at all. And I realized that, like, how much I try to escape reality, I would say. I don't know if you guys do this as well. Just being in that point where you have a desire, you know where you want to go, but it feels as if the space between where you're at and where you want to go is so big that you literally don't even know how it's going to happen. And for me, I feel like I've been so focused on, like, the grind, like, clearing, that I didn't realize that I had already achieved what I was looking to achieve. And that's just a sense of, like, satisfaction and being content with everything. But I just felt like I shouldn't be content with it because it wasn't in a way that I perceived it to be. Like, I didn't have a new car. Like, I didn't have a brand new furnished apartment. I didn't have, like, the six-figure job or whatever. Like, everything that's coming to me right now has been strictly an internal process that's just now reflecting externally and on the level in which I have been experiencing it internally after doing this for a few years, right? So being able to see life respond to me in a way where it confirmed a lot of my fears and a lot of just my own demons, you know? Like, how do I talk to myself? And it's like, I would tell people this. I'm like, yo, like, you should not talk to yourself like this. But you don't realize that it is something so ingrained in you until you have someone listening to it, right? And then you hear yourself, like, on this megaphone and you're like, damn, that's what I sound like. That's who I sound like. I don't like that. And it's just one of those internal, just a reflective period that I would say. And the reason I didn't really understand the difference between the two was because I just always am so internal. Like, I know it's so, I don't know, sound like a cop-out if you really want it to be, you know? But I really am, like, an extreme extrovert in my own way. Introvert. Like, I can't even get it right. I'm very shy, very, like, I like to be in my own space out of protection. Which is not a bad thing, but I'm trying to open up and get out my shell, okay? But I realized just how much I don't share and how it's so needed to share this information. Like, I just sit on it and I'm like, I have this awareness and nobody else does, because I have this like idea that people don't care or they don't have the desire to have like this understanding, so I don't. But I was proven wrong, basically, is what I'm getting to. And I just want to like encourage you guys and try to at least document this transformative period in my life. 6 weeks, almost seven, of just, I don't know, unlocking my whole brain, basically. And I'm quite proud of myself. And if any of you guys are experiencing some of, well, I know you guys, so I'm not going to say if. I know you guys are experiencing the same thing as well. And as we like wind down and we really try to get on path and grounded in our stability or whatever unheightened place, I don't even know if that's a word, but like the opposite of the extreme that we were already on. I hope as we're like settling into that, especially with this Virgo energy, we're really allowed to ground ourselves and ground the reality that is not discrediting our whole process, you know, grounding the things that really show us we are who we think we are. And it really shows us that we have the ability to overcome what we think we can overcome, and that the book has already been written, you know? And it's only a matter of following your heart. And you even if you didn't follow your heart, let's say you were learning and you didn't, it's the desire to even try aligns you with so much, you know? And try as in not trying too. Like, that's a thing too. Like, letting the universe work things out is a thing as well. And just listening to that part of yourself as we really get rooted back into our daily routine or our new routine, you know? Because a lot of, you don't want to go through this period and nothing really changes. So incorporating whatever lessons that you've experienced on that, and really just letting it anchor in, you know, letting it soak in and letting it be something that shows you reality in a way where reality is your wildest dreams come true, right? Because that's what we're all wanting, where we get our happy ending at the end. And I think a lot of people have lost hope in that. A lot of people have lost, I don't know, so much. And it just put things in perspective. It did. It just put things in perspective for me. And not that I'm self-centered or anything, because I'm 100% not. But it just made me feel like, I don't know, there's just so much going on in the world and how detached you can be from it by just coping, you know, like how detached you can be from just coping with it, right? And you don't realize that it's still a problem, like it's still someone's reality, like the issues that I can just turn away from, someone may not be able to, you know, and vice versa. And it makes you just be a little bit more compassionate to yourself and those around you. Because you see, well, I saw just how, I don't know, how quick things can be something and not be something at the same time. And you try to like let it go, or you try to let go of like the fear and the doubts, But it's like this equilibrium constantly being going up and down. And it's like, Lord, when am I going to balance out, right? And feeling as if I felt as if that was the hardest part. Like being able to really balance out. And this vacation, I would say, it wasn't really a vacation. I'm just putting it in light terms. This time frame really showed me there's no such thing as like balancing out. There's no straight line, bro. It's all just like a wavelength of highs and lows, and how far you stray from that equilibrium is just determined on how bad those highs and lows are. But it's a constant wave, right? And sometimes that would trigger fear within me. Like the thought of that is so fearful to me. Because it's like, well, what if the lows are really low? Because I've experienced like really low lows, you know? And not enough highs to combat the lows, in my opinion. And that's why I've been working so hard, because I'm really over the low lows. But that fear that does come up feels to me as like the fear of things not changing. Like people have a fear of things changing. I deeply have a fear of things not changing. Like when things are not changing, I feel as if I'm stuck. I feel like I'm doing something wrong, and I feel as if life isn't listening to me. And being like out and being in this time frame, like it made me realize that it's really so much more complicated than that, you know? Like it's so much more complicated, and not in a bad way, but it's just so many factors to take into consideration. That why does it have to be the one where I doubt myself, or I'm not who I think I am, or I make myself feel bad, you know? Like, why does it have to be that one? Why does it have to be the one where I'm constantly hurting myself just to get someone's reality to be true, which is a reality that denies what I feel and who I am? Like, not letting those around me really affect that, and then just following what I believe to be true. And this was the first time I ever, not ever, don't get me wrong, this is the most unplanned, I would say. Yeah, I literally woke up every day and just winged it. Like, I got up and I'm like, okay, what am I doing today? I don't know, I'm doing this. Boom. And that one thing led to another, and then boom, boom, boom. And it's just like my whole day just was busy. Busy. I'm just not even hanging out with nobody, just by myself chilling. And it was just interesting to me to be away from the opinions of others and any kind of assumed limitations I have, to just being out in my own like little bubble and really just allowing myself to be judgment free and see what life is like when I'm sharing this like high vibrational self with others, when I'm actually open to it and not so closed off. Because it made me realize I'm so like 100% shut off, and it's not funny at all. It's not funny. But it's like, I can't believe I was like that, you know? You don't realize that you're like that. And it's not something you do overnight. It's just a continuous thing that you learn how to do. And it was hard for me to realize I had to unlearn that. And I'm still unlearning that now. But it was just an eye-opening experience. And I just wanted to talk to you guys about it. Because I needed to document it. I needed to get it out. I needed to express this side of myself. Not because it's, I don't know, whatever people say. I don't really keep up with stuff like that. But because I feel like it's needed. And I'm trying to get out of my comfort zone and express what's on my mind without explaining all the beans, spilling all the beans. But I hope this, like, pushes you to do something unexpected, you know? Do something where you don't have it all planned out and you just go with the flow. I literally went with the flow this whole 7 weeks. Crazy. I'm quite proud of myself, actually. But just allow life to do the work for you, is what I would say. And to allow yourself to calm down and relax as life does the work for you. Because it is the most potent I've seen, like, my manifestations, when I just allow and release and surrender to the moment. And I just want to remind you guys that that is an option. You know? Like, people don't feel like that's an option, to just surrender and then just to not have it figured out. And, like, that fear of, like, if I don't have it figured out, it's going to all come crashing down. And it's like, why does that have to be the first thing that you think about? Your life completely falling apart just because you're relaxing, or just because you are doing something different from the norm, you know? You wouldn't be given this path for no reason. You wouldn't be having these thoughts for no reason. And you're not surrendering to a figment of your imagination. Like, you're surrendering to divine will. This isn't no fake stuff. Like, this is real. Like, the Almighty. You're surrendering to that force. The one who thinks you're perfect. The one who sees you. When you see yourself in this light, you also see just how perfect you are and how perfect you are perceived to be. So, I want to remind you of that. And I had to take that moment to, like, step back and tell myself that as well. Because one of the YouTube video people that I've watched said the same thing. And I was like, it's a big deal, right? Because we want to change the outcome. We want to change how it goes down. We want to control that. But those are the only things that are, like, really outside of our control. And we don't really try to control our response to it, or just how we perceive it, or being just understanding to our perception of the reality in which we see, right? And I think that really opened my eyes to how I handle pressure, and not only just how I handle pressure, how I project pressure. And how I see things when it's only disadvantaging me, right? And there's so many levels to the spiritual hierarchy and how life is treating everyone, and how everyone is experiencing so many different realities all at once. It's so many things, so many layers, so many things to unfold right in that. And I just feel as if having control of your reaction to everything, whether it be justified or not, is your best bet. Being able to trust yourself, you don't do anything for no reason. Your feelings don't come up for no reason. And they don't come up just for you to heal them. Like, I would just heal my wounds by myself and then be like, okay, I'm okay. And then wouldn't really have that be something I permanently do in my day-to-day life. So it kind of is redundant for me to heal and then do the same thing over again, right? So it was a learning process of getting out of my own way. And not that I was severely in my own way, but enough, you know? Enough to the point where I wasn't satisfied with where I was or how I was showing up, you know? And I'm not doing bad. Like, I mean, I feel like I'm not doing bad. Other people may say other things, but who cares, right? I feel like the personal lessons that I have learned will last me a lifetime. I think just in those few weeks and in these past few years alone, I've been able to learn things about myself that I know people who are 50 are still learning about them, you know? I know so much is going to start unfolding, and I can trust that the lesson and the wisdom that I'm holding on to will be so important down the line and now. And I'm really proud of myself, and I'm proud of everyone. Like, literally everyone. And it's nice to let life confirm for you what you've been feeling without you really having to ask for it, but just like kind of falling into it. And it be one of those things where you just let yourself fall into it and unfold in a way that is just nice. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful experience. And there's no reason to want to escape that. It's needed, you know? It's needed. So I encourage you guys to continue to do what you do and love who you love and be who you be. Know that you're not surrendering to just nothing. Know that these ideas, even if they do cause you stress, are there for a reason, and you don't have to know the reason, but you just have to trust yourself and trust what is unfolding and tell yourself things that ease your anxiety if needed. Everyone has their vices. Do ones that are healthy and are in alignment. And I hope you guys continue to have a great day. I'm proud of you guys. I mean, who am I? But I really do appreciate all the work and just all the help. And then just being amazing people. Like, you guys are really dope. So I love you guys, and I hope you guys have a great day. Bye.